For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. North Korea is accusing Washington of making gangster-like demands to pressure the country into speeding up the abandonment of its nuclear weapons. Pyongyang issued this statement just hours after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up 2 days of talks with senior North Korean officials. Despite the statement, Pompeo sounded upbeat about the meeting.
We talked about what the North Koreans are continuing to do and how it's the case we can get our arms around achieving what Chairman Kim and President Trump both agreed to, which was the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
The North Korean statement said the U.S. attitude was regrettable. The talks ended with commitments for new discussions on denuclearization and the repatriation of the remains of American soldiers killed during the Korean War. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The new jobs report is out. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The hiring numbers, well, the Labor Department says around 213,000 new jobs were created last month, while economists were expecting a gain of about 200,000. The unemployment rate, though, unexpectedly rose a bit, from 3.8% in May to 4% even last month. Average hourly earnings rose by 0.2% after growing by 0.3% in May. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Beryl has now weakened to a tropical storm as it approaches the East Caribbean. Hurricane specialist Robbie Burr.
We do think that it'll still survive for a few more days, but then once it does reach the eastern or central Caribbean, we do expect it to dissipate.
In World Cup action, England has beaten Sweden 2-0. As a result of the win, England now advances to the semifinals for the first time in 28 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Men and women in blue continue to be killed in unacceptable numbers. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
A study from the Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund shows not much progress is being made in reducing firearms-related deaths in the line of duty.
Through the first half of 2018, the nation has lost 73 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers in the line of duty. It's a 7% increase over the 68 officers who were lost in the same period last year.
The Memorial Fund's Steve Greninger says Florida leads all states in officer fatalities, followed by New York and North Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
High winds and high heat has brought even more wildfires to the United States. From Colorado to California, people are being evacuated. Near San Diego, people are fleeing near Alpine. CAL FIRE's Daryl Pena says it's burned through more than 400 acres and it's only 5% contained.
What we have out here is hot spots in between structures that are continuing to threaten the structures out here.
There's more fires near Los Angeles and at least 40 buildings have been destroyed. The Klamathon fire on the California-Oregon border has burned nearly 10,000 acres. 500 people have been evacuated, and more than a dozen structures have burned. So far, one death has been reported from that blaze. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.